The COVID-19 pandemic has led to panic buying of certain items, notably paper products and toilet paper in particular. Some stores have sold out. Others have resorted to rationing, in some cases to just one roll per customer. As Jennifer Mitchell reports, the sudden demand for what some are calling white gold is proving a challenge and an opportunity for one fledgling family business in a part of Maine that has struggled through some hard times in the paper industry.
It's been insane. I don't sleep much.
And that's how it's been for Mark Cooper and his son Jake since their toilet paper startup Tissue Plus was launched into sudden go mode this month.
So unfortunately, we weren't quite prepared for this to happen so quickly, but we're doing our best to meet the demand. We've been very fortunate that there's been a good workforce available.
Try to make sure they go in there nice and straight. If they get crooked, it'll mess everything up.
That's Jeff Clement shouting over the din of a special machine, one we're not allowed to describe and which does something we're not allowed to detail because they're trade secrets. Clement says he spent 30 years working at the mill in Bucksport before it shut down 6 years ago. The availability of veteran paper workers like Clement is one reason that Cooper, who hails from Massachusetts, decided to head north a year ago and invest his life savings in an empty 100,000-square-foot building in Bangor. He had to buy and design new equipment and fit the space for what he was trying to accomplish. In all, he says the endeavor has cost almost $2 million. But this was before anyone had even heard of COVID-19.
Definitely can't argue with the timing, for sure. But we've been working on this project for about a year. So we saw an opportunity in the area of tissue and toweling because it's a consumable product. People use it every day.
At the moment, Cooper employs 20 full-time workers. One of them is Peter Hamill, who spent 37 years at the Georgia-Pacific Mill in Old Town before it shut down in 2006. Hamill says he never thought he'd see a new paper plant come online in the area, but he's hopeful.
I think we're going to make it. It's an opportunity, and it's good for the area, bring employment into the area.
Right now, you're making probably one of the most popular products on the planet.
Yeah. Don't know why, but people are hoarding it out.
Currently, Tissue Plus is churning out toilet tissue and paper towels 18 hours a day. Owner Mark Cooper says he recently started running all weekend to meet demand from the state's prison system. And daily inquiries are pouring in from all over.
I actually received an inquiry from the country of Iceland yesterday, grocery store chains from Florida, distributors from around the country. The demand is insane for toilet paper.
But so far, local demand is unspooling every roll as fast as workers can wind them. At capacity, the plant should be able to make 80 rolls per minute, round the clock. But Cooper says he needs another 15 to 20 workers to be able to do that. Right now, he's brainstorming ideas to try and generate more capital so he can hire them, including the launch of a direct-to-consumer toilet paper subscription service. And he's not the only one in the family who's been burning the midnight oil in recent weeks.
A lot of kids in college have not faced a lot of adversity in their lives.
Cooper's son, 20-year-old Jake, is also working overtime to get the new plant rolling, in addition to attending college full-time. He says he and his father have been staying up until 3 a.m. to make sure tissue gets into the supply chain. Jake says impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic will likely offer his generation some lessons about making things work under tough circumstances. And he says it's taught him something about teamwork and balancing obligations.
We have been able to find ourselves either donating to homeless shelters or pantries and keep our employees paid. And I mean, it's definitely a little bit of a boost to show that we can actually help the community, and I think that's the most rewarding factor of it.
But new businesses are notoriously unprofitable. Mark Cooper says they've seen money go in one direction for the last 12 months, that is out. But there are hopeful signs. He says in February, Tissue Plus was already almost breaking even. And March, he says with the solid demand coming from every corner of the globe, he's predicting they will break even and maybe even turn a small profit.
Finish product out, send it on down the line.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.